Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 7, and today's verse is from Surah An'am, ayah 99. Unzur ila thamari. Look at the fruit. When's the last time we actually looked at a piece of fruit? Not just picked it up and shoved it down, but actually looked at it. Have we marvelled at its intricate patterns, or thought about the process through which it grows? In the passages before this verse, Allah talks about some of the blessings He has given us in the natural world. From the dawn to the stars, to goodness in dates, olives and grapes. But then Allah says, look at its fruit, the way it ripens. Allah has to tell us to stop and look, because He knows that we probably won't. For me, these words are a reminder to be mindful, to stop and look and be filled with wonder. Mindfulness is often defined as a mental state that comes about when we focus and are aware of something. Allah tells us to look at the fruit, to be mindful of His flawless creation, and to be grateful for what He has made, especially for us. How many beautiful moments, wonderful blessings do we let slip by because we didn't take the time to look, to really stop and look and appreciate? Because really, daily life is incredible. From the way that our hearts know to beat without being told to do so, to how vibrant daffodils shoot out the soil in spring, from the way that our teeth are ordered specifically to help us chew, and how our strangely shaped thumb is essential for every task that we do, if we just take a moment to stop and look. Perhaps Allah is telling us to pay attention, to take time to be mindful and fill ourselves with appreciation for His wonderful world. To me, this verse is real food for thought. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this message. Unzur, meaning look, and thamari, fruit. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little person with a magnifying glass looking closely, and some fruit. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. Perhaps we could try and take a moment each day to slow down and be more mindful of what it is we're doing. Or we could try and practice mindfulness at the end of the day when we can count our blessings. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.